Tony Pyatt told members of the county board's property committee that he's asking $2.8 million for his buildings at 5 South Hodge Street. He says the county would save millions of taxpayer dollars, improve staff efficiency, and reduce injuries, and provide healthier, happier animals that get adopted faster. And Pyatt noted his buildings are ready now.
This is about more than just a facility. This is about the dignity of the animals, efficiency for staff, relief for the taxpayers, and pride in Vermilion County.
But County Board Chairman Steve Miller opposes buying the Paw A Day property because of another possible option.
I have, as of last Friday, received a communication that there might be a possibility that we could receive a substantial donation from a party in town, which would like to see a first-class facility for the county to operate. And it's in its infancy as far as a proposal.
County Board Member Nancy O'Kane said she had not been informed about any such proposal. And Board Member Tim McFadden also complained that he had not been told about it. They were told last evening that the discussions are very preliminary. Another county board member, Kevin Green, said it's going to take a community effort to improve conditions for animals at the county shelter.
It's going to have to involve some county government money, maybe some village money, donations, some foundation money, some sponsor money, some bake sales, some cakewalks. I think the people in this community want this. But if you have a solution that you think is better and less expensive, I'm sure the community will be willing to listen to that.
Property committee members were merely listening to the offer from Paw A Day in Canine Suites and did not vote on whether to recommend the county purchase that property. Meanwhile, a meeting was scheduled for Tuesday between Danville Mayor Ricky Williams Jr., also County Board Chairman Steve Miller, and the director of the Vermilion County Animal Shelter. Some county officials have been pointing out that about 57% of the calls for service for the shelter are inside the city of Danville, yet the city of Danville has only been paying for about 10% of the budget for the shelter. I'm Bill Pickett.